This is a Triple J podcast.
Prescription pills, it was alcohol, it was ice, it was G.
That may be the view of young people, it's not the view of our government.
If I don't meet a girl, it's pretty hard to tell her that I'm uncontactable.
To connect, to have a good time, to dance it off like nobody's watching.
This is going to have an effect for generations to come.
Welcome to the Halloween special of The Shake Up. I'm Dave Marchese, good to be back for this. Very spooky spectacular, I must say. We're leaning into the Halloween spirit this Friday because I know a lot of you will be getting ready for your Halloween parties and we want to hear what your plans are. What nightmares are you bringing to life tonight? Let me know. The most niche costume ideas, especially if it's based on a news story of this year, because that's where a lot of the inspiration's coming from that I'm noticing. People picking their favourite news stories, leaning heavily into that. Speaking of news, here's a little bit of a taste of what we've got coming up. Spooky!
Pack. The T-shirt Albo wore as he stepped off the plane from DC has come back to bite him.
Look, there's a lot to legitimately criticise the Prime Minister about. Wearing a T-shirt isn't one of them.
At least 9 schools have taught Year 12 students the wrong topic for their end-of-year history exam.
State High was such an amazing school.
I just couldn't believe something like this has actually happened.
I don't understand why some Australians get so upset about Halloween.
You know what? Buy the kids some f***ing lollies, man.
On Triple J. Oh, yeah, to be honest, I'm already freaking out. And it's not helped by the two ghouls that have joined me in studio for the shake-up this afternoon. First, back from the dead, the one, the only, Frooms, how are you?
Hello, Dave. Who came up with this spooky soundtrack? This is crazy.
Producer Eva really did a number on me for this one, didn't she? It's pretty amazing. I'm kind of liking it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. How are you going? How's your Friday? Have you got Halloween plans?
I've got no Halloween plans. And I've been talking on the internet for the past 24 hours about loving Halloween. My life is a lie. But you are wearing a... What's your costume?
Well, if you look at the packet of the costume, I am a generic green plumber, otherwise known as Luigi, maybe, perhaps. Do you have any parties tomorrow that you're going to?
I feel like there's one on Oxford Street, the Arts Factory.
Okay, right. So you're hitting up Sydney's Oxford Street, yeah?
A chance, yeah.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Has it been a big week? Are you happy to wrap it up?
Not at all. I just haven't been invited to anything. I'm a massive loser this year. Far out.
You're like, can we stop dwelling on the same point, please? Please move on. Introduce the other guest. Well, someone who probably has no plans either, I must say, is our next guest, comedian Billy Darcy. How are you?
Dave, great to be here. I wish I was warned it was going to be an MA 15 plus show. Oh, so spooky.
Is it weird that I'm in a costume and neither of you two are in a costume? Like, when you arrived, you said, sorry, was I supposed to dress up?
Well, you're dressed up as Luigi. Tag me in as Mario. I'm desperate for a job at this station. I'll dress up as anything. Get me covering summer. But no, Dave, look, I would traditionally say Frooms is a lot cooler than me, except for the 31st of the 10th, 2025, because I'm going to a sick house party tonight. A Halloween house party, and it's going to be so awesome. What a night of the year to be out and about. You'd hate to not have any plans tonight, Dave.
Frooms is really just wanting to move this show on. Do you have a costume organised?
Yes, I will be recycling a costume, Dave. I don't know if that's in poor taste. I am going as Richie Beno, the famous Aussie broadcaster and cricketer.
We love that. A sports journalism kind of tilt there. Look, we're going to get into costumes a bit later on the shake-up, but we've got a whole lot of news to dive into first because it has been a really big week. And we're going to start off with some heavy news that hits the headlines this morning.
Pack. There's clearly been growing pressure and scrutiny on the Prince for the last few weeks over his relationship and links to Jeffrey Epstein. And it says, Their Majesties wish to make clear their thoughts and utmost sympathies have been and will remain with the victims and survivors of any and all forms of abuse. So really quite a big step.
On Triple J.
Yeah, let's start with this news out of the UK this morning. King Charles's little brother Andrew, no longer a prince, stripped of his title, booted out of his royal mansion after weeks of heightened scrutiny over his links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Look, it comes after a posthumous memoir was published earlier this month from Virginia Giuffre. You might have seen this in the news. She was abused by Epstein, and in her book she maintains that she had sex with Andrew as a teenager. He has always denied those claims. I'm wondering, have you been following this story? What do you make of it? Do you think the King did the right thing? Were you expecting this? Message in 0439757555. It is the Shake Up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese, getting into the news of the week with Froomes and Billy Darcy. Froomes, this was massive news to wake up to this morning. Is this something that you expected might happen?
Well, I'm surprised that it didn't happen earlier because Virginia had been speaking about this for years, no?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, she had obviously been levelling these allegations against Prince Andrew for years. He denied those allegations, but there has been a lot of heat on the royal family. Is it a story that you've been following?
No, to be fair, it isn't. Mm. But I do think it's bittersweet because obviously Virginia's taken her own life.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're only kind of like making a change since her book has come out just feels cowardly. Mm. I mean, it's a win, I think, ultimately, but a bit heavy, yeah.
Yeah. Billy, is this something that you've been following as well?
I have been following it. The Epstein files may be in the male YouTube algorithm a little bit more.
I mean, potentially. So many people are obsessed with this story.
Oh, some of my mates are obsessed.
Yeah.
I'm keyed in. But as far as punishments go, it's pretty bloody good, really. If I got done up on what this guy has allegedly done and they said, Bill, we're taking your middle name, I'd be like, sick. Do you know what I mean?
Your middle name.
Like, how many titles does this guy have? They just took a different one off him in October.
Yeah.
Every title he has, let's take them all and work towards an actual punishment. Well, that would be pretty cool.
I mean, as a family, how strange do you think the dynamics must be to dealing with all of this? Think about the royal family. Like, they've got to show up at Christmas and spend the day together after all of this has played out in the media. It must be weird, Billy.
I've got uncles who've done far less to not be invited to Christmas, so
right.
I don't think he's getting a start, to be honest.
Yeah, is he actually invited? Do you know?
Maybe the invite has been left out. It's getting a bit awkward, but generally, historically, they spend Christmas together and there's all of, you know, his children, the cousins.
Generally, historically, blokes don't do stuff like this, so I feel like we're all learning day by day.
Allegedly.
Allegedly,
they
of
are,
course.
They are allegations. Look, a lot of people are fascinated in this Epstein story, as I said. I don't think it's going away anytime soon. Billy, you feel like your friends keep asking questions about this?
I don't know what the end result is because Trump said he would release the files and he is not. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, Dave.
Well, look, we'll have a lot more analysis on it over the coming weeks, I'm sure. But we're going to move on to another controversy, this time in Australia.
Hack. The Prime Minister stepped off the plane proudly wearing a T-shirt with the name of a band, Joy Division, whose origins are steeped in anti-Semitism.
On Triple J.
A simple T-shirt sparking days of political debate. When the Prime Minister got off a plane in Sydney recently wearing a Joy Division shirt, fresh off the back of his big trip to the US, I doubt he expected what was to come next. Because soon the opposition leader, Susan Lee, was calling him out, saying the band's name is linked to anti-Semitic themes and saying that she wants an apology.
Hack.
When it comes to fashion, I don't claim to be the right person to ask.
Anthony Albanese coming off the plane in a vintage-style Joy Division T-shirt.
The name was taken from the wing of a Nazi concentration camp where Jewish women were forced into sexual slavery.
No idea that that's what the band was named after.
He actually got told about the history of the name in a podcast.
I wish I didn't.
He should apologise immediately.
I had never heard of this band before.
Mate, so I don't really care what T-shirt he wears.
On Triple J.
Yeah, so much commentary on this story. What did you make of it? Do you think the opposition leader had a point that the Prime Minister should have been more mindful, stuffed up here? Or do you think this is a massive beat-up? We're hearing from a lot of you on the text line, on Hack's Instagram as well. Justin thought this.
What this showed to me is that Susan Lee was trying so hard to create a divide where there's nothing there. There's seriously nothing there.
Okay, nothing there is what Justin says. What do you think? Message in 0439757555. It's the Shake Up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese. Getting into the news of the week with writer, presenter, Froomes, comedian Billy Darcy. Froome's thoughts on this one. Did you see this kicking around the news headlines?
Mate, I don't know what I've been doing. I got the email this morning. I said, okay, what's been happening, Dave?
What's been in the news, yeah.
Susan's wilding. What do you mean, babes? It's a T-shirt.
Yeah.
That is the biggest reach I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. So you don't feel like Prime Minister's got any questions to answer over this one?
Look, maybe if he was someone who doesn't wear band T-shirts and maybe he had some, like, anti-Semitic vibes in the past, but he's always worn band T-shirts. That's his personality. He loves bands.
Yeah.
He loves Triple J bands.
He does. He said that quite a bit in the past. Right, so you're saying it's nothing out of the ordinary for the Prime Minister. Billy, what did you think of this one?
Yeah, I kind of get where Susan with three S's is coming from on this one because she's had a tough year. You got Andrew Hastie posting 1960s ads on his Instagram. Barnaby Joyce wants to bail. And then she sees Albo in a T-shirt and she thinks, this could be something. But it's just not. Do you know what I mean? It's just you vibe it, you feel it in your soul. You go, this is just not really anything.
Do you think it would have cut deeper or would have like hit harder if Susan hadn't taken her 5 days to come out with this? Because he got off the plane days and days last week, and then it was only this week that she was like, actually, that shirt that he wore the other day, I'm not sure about it.
Well, I'll tell you what I would have done, Dave, if I was Susan with three S's. I would have tweeted about it first as a vibe check before I launched into a full parliamentary speech about it. Tweet it out, and if everyone's like, yeah, we hate this T-shirt, then I'm at the lectern. Then I'm giving Albo the business. But if she tweets it out and everyone's like, we don't agree, you can dodge this whole situation.
Well, someone on the text line has said, if Joy Division is not cancelled, why should Albo be? Is that person's opinion? Another person says it's just a T-shirt. Frooms, do you think this stuff does cut through with people, though? Like, do you think those who might not be super interested in politics might latch onto a story like this and go, oh, what's going on with the T-shirt?
I think they latch onto it if it's fun.
Mm.
Like, I loved Anthony Albanese's dog for ages because that was something which is totally not even related. But I think the average person goes to this and thinks, what do you mean? This is what you're doing with your time in Parliament is talking absolute crap.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. I mean, well, there are people on the text line saying this already, saying I can't believe this got so much airtime over the past few days. I'll provide the context for people who might be wondering, because there might be some going, what is the controversy over this T-shirt? Basically, Joy Division is said to be the name given to parts of Nazi concentration camps where women were forced into prostitution. That's according to a book that was written by a Holocaust survivor. So, like, there's some contention there about how accurate that is, but that's, you know, what we've been told. Susan Lee is saying Anthony Albanese understood this history about the name behind the band, that he was asked about it on a podcast a few years ago and said, yeah, it's a dark history. Do you think, if that's the case, that he knew about it, that maybe he should have been a bit more cluey on this, Billy, and thought, I mean, you're the Prime Minister. Like, I might offend someone with this shirt.
To be honest, Dave, I don't want to swing too wild here, but Joy Division is also a pop punk band or a post-punk band. So I think we can have a name for two different things, as we so often do in the world. And look, I don't know. Like, the fact we're talking about it a week later, if it was so controversial, the second he stepped off that plane, the newspapers would have been going nuts. Everyone would have been talking about it. But you have to go back and look up this shirt he wore 10 days ago and be like researching why it's offensive. I think people are kind of over. I'm going to speak for the whole nation here for a second, if I may.
Go for it, Billy.
If I may. Dave is dumping me as we speak. But if I may speak for the nation for a second, I think people are kind of over this whole gotcha thing where it's like, oh, that's actually insensitive. It's like, I don't think it was the intention behind it was just him wearing a shirt of a band he likes. And I think the pub test, anyone around Australia would probably agree with that.
The other awkward thing about this, Frooms, is that a lot of Susan Lee's colleagues, like on the same side of politics, were saying they didn't care. So they were coming out being like, oh, it's not an issue. We don't care what shirt the Prime Minister wears. I mean, I don't know. That's a bit mortifying, I would think, on Susan's behalf to come out really strong with something like this and then have your team around you be like, oh, forget she ever said that.
Yeah, it's like you're bullying someone and then all the other bullies go, oh, wait, you kind of took it too far. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm mean, I reckon half of them don't even know what Joy Division is.
Well, that's what a lot of our listeners were saying. Like, I had no idea about the history of the band or the band's name. Or you're saying a lot of the politicians probably haven't listened to any of their music.
Pray tell what they're listening to in there.
It's kind of like when you really hate someone at work and you're so keen to get them in trouble that you're like, look, Anthony didn't sharpen his pencil in the pencil sharpening area. And everyone's like, all right, Susan, have a day off, babe. You know, yeah, like you're bringing the vibe down a little bit. I understand why she's like, yes, I've got this guy finally. It's been a tough year. Finally, the third S is kicked in and I've got the Prime Minister where I want him. But it's just not really anything.
We've got a lot of messages coming through on this. Someone says, what a massive beat up. I had no idea what Joy Division referred to before this, but definitely still feel like she is reaching. Another person says, what an absolute joke. There are bigger problems in the world in Australia. Refocus your priorities, Susan. Another person says, a very long bow to draw. And someone else says, neo-Nazis went to marches recently. People still get more mad at a T-shirt, though. So
shout out to that last text.
It seems to be pretty one-sided on the text line right now. I'm not seeing a lot of support from for Susan Lee's opinion here. What do you make, Frooms, of politicians in casual clothes? Because you said, oh, maybe, because that's what a lot of people are saying. There's been whole opinion pieces written about this being like, well, the real crime was the crime against fashion, and I don't like seeing the Prime Minister stepping off a plane from a big international trip in a T-shirt. He should be in a suit. He's the Prime Minister. What do you think of that?
Well, to be fair, does he take economy or business? Because if you're an economy babe, I'm fighting for my life. I'm coming out with Qantas pyjamas that I stole off someone's rich parents.
I think he's a tier above all of that. I think he's on his own plane. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, put a damn suit on. Have some decorum. But I love it. I love seeing what they're wearing. It's like seeing, well, I was someone that I never did casual clothes at school. I think you guys call it Mufti Day in New South Wales.
Yeah.
We call it casual clothes. And I was just too scared to be judged. So I take my hat off to any politician brave enough to not wear a suit.
Do you think it teaches us a bit more about the politician if you can see what they're wearing when they're at home or with their friends, that you do learn a bit more about them?
Yeah, sadly, I'm like a vain person, so I'm judging.
Billy, thoughts on this one?
I think it,
because I'm imagining you if you ever went into into politics. I'm struggling to imagine you in a suit and can only imagine you in a T-shirt.
Yeah, I think it can go both ways. Remember when Dominic Perrottet was like, I like vaping at parties, and we're all like,
yeah. Former Premier of New South Wales, yeah. Yes. It really surprised a lot of people.
And you could see he was going for the elbow T-shirt thing. He was going for the, hey, I vape, I'm just like you. But you just go, you know, it's just a weird feeling inside.
Yeah.
I think it lets you know how well Albo did overseas. I think if the meetings with Trump and in Korea went poorly, I think he comes out in the suit,
yes,
humble. But I think the meetings went so well, he's just been blasting tunes on the PJ, you know, couple of drinks potentially. He's come out in the shirt and gone, what's doing?
He was
the king is back.
He was bounding down those stairs.
Lord of the Rings 3 days.
He really was. Someone on the text line says, it gives me daggy dad vibes in your weekend casual gear. Another person says, the opposition will take any opportunity to stir the pot. Someone else says, it's like seeing your teacher in public on a weekend. Oh, that is a weird feeling. That is something a lot of people can relate to. And another person says, so much for Susan claiming that she was once punk, which is true. Susan did do that. Frooms, another thing that some people have been saying is it's nice to see a bit of attention on what a male politician is wearing for once after years of scrutiny of what female politicians have been wearing.
Actually, so true. I mean, I think we should drop it across the board, but yeah, I guess it is pretty nice seeing him get absolutely ripped. We need like a whole page for that, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we do. Maybe you can start up a blog. Maybe that's your next career venture. I don't know. We've got so many more messages still coming through about this. People bringing up foreign leaders, what they're wearing, comparing it to our leaders. But hey, we've got to move on.
I think ancient history is already a very extremely difficult subject. I didn't really end up finishing the exam.
On Triple J.
If there's anyone who's going to be really glad this week is finally wrapping up, it's the students in Queensland who've been the centre of a pretty big controversy this week. 9 schools teaching students the wrong topic for their Year 12 Ancient History exam. They found out just days before. Another school actually also stuffed it up months ago and they were able to kind of fix it. Everyone's got a stressful exam story though, and I want to know, can you beat this one?
Hack. Students at Brisbane State High School will be made to sit an exam for a topic they didn't actually study.
That is genuinely nightmare fuel.
I just couldn't believe something like this has actually happened.
They're providing extra marks, but I'd expect nothing less for a disgusting miscarriage of justice.
How are we feeling about finishing school generally?
High school's not really me. I didn't really love it, to be honest. Absolutely hate school. I think it's a terrible environment.
Yeah, always hated high school. Don't like rules, don't like uniforms. Very excited to be leaving. This is the best, like, month of my life.
Triple J.
Best month of your life, most stressful month of your life, but can still be the best month of your life. I want to hear your stressful exam stories if you've got them. What was it? Was it the wrong topic, the wrong day, maybe something really mortifying happened to you, embarrassing in the middle of the exam? Call in 1300 055 536. You can message in to 0439 757 555. Already getting some stories through on Hack's Instagram now. Emily said, I did a whole essay on sheep because I misread the question as mutton and not mutton birds. Oh, okay, right. Different animal, but, you know, I'm sure it was still a very good essay. Someone else, Sarah, says, I sneezed so much during the exam I was asked to leave and resit the exam another time. That must have been a lot of sneezes.
That's a disgusting amount of sneezes. Stop sneezing, babe.
What is the limit there that they're like, we're going to have to take this one out. Sorry.
It feels like 12.
12's the arbitrary number. This is the shake-up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese, getting into the news of the week with comedian Billy Darcy, presenter Lucinda Price, a.k.a. Frooms. Frooms, were you feeling for these students who got given the wrong topic and then only found out just before their exam?
Well, like, who cops the rap for that? Is it the government? Like, do they get
That's what a
marks?
Lot of investigations are trying to get to the bottom of. Yeah.
How sick would it be if you just never paid attention? You just would get free marks. It is honestly my worst nightmare. I still have recurring nightmares that it's year 13 and I haven't studied. And I'm going to screw up my whole ATAR score and I literally wake up in a cold sweat. Like, year 12 was not for the faint of heart. So I really feel for these students.
So are you one of those people that did get pretty stressed around exam time?
Well, I didn't get stressed. I'm just really competitive. So I was like, if I'd ruined my mark, like, nah, I'm starting from scratch.
Okay. Wow. You know? Full
so
on.
So this, like, if you've, and especially if you've, like, done so well across all your other subjects,
yep.
And then because your teacher or your school has cooked you, mate, I would be pressing charges like that chick said. She's like, what did she say? Miscarriage of justice?
She said it was a serious miscarriage of justice. I mean, I will say that Jamie, Ava, Ella, the students that came on Hack yesterday, they were able to be a bit light-spirited about it, have a joke about it. Even that terminology, miscarriage of justice, they had a laugh and said they wanted that to be the headline. But look, they were a bit annoyed that, you know, they'd studied so hard and this had happened. Billy, what did you make of this story?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, you've come to the right bloke. I actually got a band 6 in ancient history, so I'm extremely qualified to answer this question. And I have to shout out my friend Nathan Dawson, because in New South Wales, the essay questions for ancient history, there's 3 or 4 depending on what your school studied.
Okay.
But my mate Nathan didn't know that the next question was on the following page. So he just saw, we studied Rome. He just sees a Persian War essay question. He wrote 4 pages on the Persian War, which he knows nothing about. And then he came out from the exam and goes, geez, that Persian War question really rocked me. And I said, Dorso, you've answered the wrong question. He wrote 4 pages on a war he knows nothing about. He should get a band 7 for creativity, really.
It's pretty. We've actually had some teachers message in being like, you don't have to know anything. It's all about just how you interpret stuff. And I mean, I don't know. I feel like you have to have a bit of context in there to back you up when you're
definitely, definitely. But to echo the students that were on yesterday, when I was leaving school, I remember I was walking out like, see you later, suckers, I'm off. You'll never see me in a room like this again. And then like 3 months later, you're at uni and you're like, this is exactly the same.
You're like, what have I left behind? I feel like I've just rewound the clock.
Except for some reason now there's like a 43-year-old guy in your class. He's having a third goal to career, I suppose. But uni is very similar. Sorry to bring down the vibe for any high school students listening.
Well, look, a lot of people are just happy to get out of school. We've got people messaging in now with their experiences. Someone says, I was running to get the bus for a year 12 exam. I fell over and grazed my
my writing hand. I still have a scar from it, but I passed the exam, which is amazing. Great. Well done. Gemma says, in my HSC, I walked out of the biology exam, realised I wrote orgasm instead of organism throughout all of my long answer questions. Becky says, a similar thing happened to me in the Dubbo area of New South Wales a few years ago. Wrong topic for that question. And someone else says, disgusting miscarriage of justice. That is the quote of this story.
I'm getting that tattooed on me.
Oh, yeah.
It is disgusting, Dave.
We're hearing from people on Hack's Instagram too. This is what Eliza said.
We were told to focus on the Battle of the Blitz and different aircraft warfare in World War II for our modern history tests. When we got to the test, it was all about Nazi foreign policy instead of what we were thinking that it was going
to
be.
Okay, so this seems to be happening every now and then, that students are really just being thrown in there and getting the raw end of the deal. Frooms, do you think that you had a good plan of what was to come next after school? Like, do you remember just being excited to get out, or did you have this like 10-point plan that you needed to tick off?
I definitely had a plan. So I wanted to study journalism.
Oh.
And I did that. Nice. For a week. I went for a week. And in the first lecture, they were like, if you want to be on TV, this is not the course for you. And I quite literally packed up my bags and left before the lecture was done. I was like, girl, this ain't for me. And I left and I went and worked at a car yard for 6 months, like got in my car, get my little lunches, like live like an adult, and then went back to uni. And now I'm doing like gap years in my, now I'm 30, I'm going on a gap year now. Like, yeah. I think it's great. If you find something that you're passionate about, do it. And then you can take a gap year when you're like 45.
I just love you were so honest there, because as someone who also studied journalism, I do remember the same thing of them being like, if you just want to be on TV, get out. And then the next tutorial or lecture we had, it was just half the room. Like, yeah. So many people had your idea. They were out of there. Did you see that actor Jeremy Allen White recently finished school? He's 34. He said he hated school at the time, so he never finished because he just didn't get the right marks, good enough marks. And then his teacher came up to him at a big premiere or something recently and presented him with his high school diploma.
That's pretty cool. Well, I don't know if you've seen Shameless, Dave, but Jeremy Allen White had a really tough childhood. So high school wasn't on the priority list on the south side of Chicago, unfortunately. But
yeah.
But similar to Froome's, I studied really hard to get into psychology. And I rolled in, and the first thing the guy says was, psychology is a science. And I was like, what the hell is this? I thought we were just going to talk about our feelings the whole time. So it's pretty serious psychology. So that was the end of me.
That's the end of you. All right, we're going to wrap this up with some Halloween talk.
You're listening to Hack.
Halloween is the one night a year when a girl can dress like a total slut and no other girls can say anything about it.
On Triple J.
Yeah, spooky times, spooky, spooky. Me here in my plumber's uniform, so scary, so freaky, so outrageously horrifying. This year, some niche costumes coming through for Halloween. I want to know, what is your Halloween costume, especially if it's got something to do with the news cycle this year? Message in 0439 757 555. Someone says, I was going to make a costume of a machete bin. Reconsidered it, though. Might be a bit too controversial. Fair enough. Was a big news story, though, of the year, the surrendering of the machetes. Yes. This is The Shake Up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese, joined by Frooms and Billy Darcy. Frooms, if you did have a party to go to tonight...
Babes, you're rubbing it in now, Dave. Give it up.
What would you dress up as? Because I've seen some good ones. The Louvre heist, uh-huh. Someone says, Justin Bieber standing on business, the Coldplay cheating couple.
Oh, true. That would be a good one.
That'd be a good one.
Obviously, we're doing Albanese's T-shirt. That is low stress. It's a good conversation starter.
Current of this week.
You can take it off if you want to look hot.
Yep, yep.
We've got to think about these things.
Yeah, true. Billy, thoughts on costumes? You've got yours sorted, but do you like dressing up? Are you a person that really gets into it?
No, I don't like dressing up at all. When people have their birthday and they're like, you have to come as something with starting with this letter.
Like, I don't.
It's not for me. I'm bringing a red hot personality and a six pack, you know? Like, I don't need to wear a hat. But I will be dressing up tonight, so keen as.
Okay, right. So you're going to be in the...
I'm Richie Benno.
Richie Benno.
And my plan is to flirt with women by asking them how they think the third session is going to look.
I don't think Richie Benno was known for his riz. I think...
He had hair at 91.
Actually,
so
I take that back.
You tell me,
babe. Yeah, he's in a better position than I am. So got so many others coming through. Someone says an Etsy Witch, Laboo-Boo. A lot of ideas coming through on the text line. Yeah, I think Australia's fully embraced Halloween now.
I think we have, Dave.
Yeah. There was a lot of talk about it, controversy for many years, but we're here for it. Halloween is here to stay.
It's the best thing ever. You can be silly, you get candy, it's one day a week, there's no repercussions. I honestly, it's my favourite holiday.
Oh, we love that. We'll have a huge Halloween. Thank you so much.
What are you doing tonight?
I'm just going to get around town in this, I think, in this costume, go around, fix some pipes. I don't know. Do some plumbing.
Contribute.
I feel like I have a trade doing this. I feel like I could be a plumber. I don't know.
Tradies get the ladies.
Yeah, well, that would be interesting for me. Anyway, that's all we've got on the Shake Up for now. Huge thanks to the hardworking Hat Crew. Also, big thanks to Frooms and Billy Darcy. Appreciate you guys coming on. And executive producer Jackson Worthington, radio producer Eva Blakemore, and our exceptional reporters, Angel Parsons, Shalala Medora, Ariana Lucente, Alice Angeloni, April McLennan, Grace McKinnon, and a big special thanks to the brilliant Lillian Rangia, who's finishing up with us.